from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The River Islands Guest Line. Joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. And he's going to be out in town this Saturday. We'll explain in just a second. Jake Peavy joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. This is time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Jake, what is happening, my man? 2014 World Series champ. What's going on, Jake? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, baby. The champs in the building, baby.
The champs in the building.
We're headed to town, coming in hot.
You're coming in hot, man.
I've been doing some TV work, still in the game, getting a call and being an analyst, and so I've been doing some of that. But I've got a huge smile on my face coming west. Don't care about the travel in front of me, because some good times are to come this weekend. A lot of familiar faces. And look, when you get to remember the special times, man, and get to do that in the same room together, going to be fun.
No, it's going to be fun. Now, you're going to be in town, and we know why. August Hall, San Francisco, it's going down, and it's going to benefit the Giants Community Fund and Foundation, and Flann is going to be in the building. Tim Flannery, Jackie Green, John Mullo. You're going down, man. You guys can perform it Saturday night after being celebrated at the Yard at Oracle Park, remembering the 2014 team.
That's right. I'm dragging all my teammates over, too, and before the music goes down, I'm going to have all those guys. I'm going to give them a moment to where, you know, I can call their name and say something. You know, I've been digging in the 14 run, just trying to remember everybody's moment, because it takes an army, you know. And so I'm going to kind of one by one bring the 14 members that make it over, which I believe a good amount are. And then I'm going to bring them out on stage, and we're going to banter and BS around. I'm going to have the clubhouse guys on stage. I'm going to have the trainers. And so with microphones to try to get some stories out that'll be worth the Giants fans' memories. And then you just mentioned the music.
The music.
It's with Jackie and Jennifer and, like you said, Molo and the
Kevin Scott.
Cast.
Yeah, no, $35 too. Hey, Jake, $35 gets you in the door, Shasky. They'll see Jake out there performing.
Well, that's right. Look, we wanted to make it accessible. There's some VIP stuff that you can get a little bit more access in that, but $35, you're going to feel like a VIP. The August Hall, I wasn't crazy familiar with the venue until just recently, but what a beautiful room and people, and they're excited. The one thing I love, too, is coming to San Francisco and getting to play music. I do get to do this in other towns, and we do it for charity, and we just do it in the name of fun. In bringing people together. But coming to San Francisco, the people appreciate the music in a different way. They listen, they dance, they come for the fun of it and the smiles. And man, I can't wait.
All this Bama talk, I'm just curious. You a little worried? Are you a Bama fan? You a little worried with no Saban?
I am worried. Yes. Look, I would just say this. I'm proud to be from Alabama. So much of what I grew into being who I am today, you know, represents some of this place. It's been a hard place to call home, being a Californian for most of my career and most of my life. I haven't always linked up with some of the people in charge or some of our decision makers, and that's been a very tough thing. But, you know, I think that's with everywhere. I say I am from Alabama proudly and would never run from that. But also, I've lived most of my adult life in California, spending time now back up on the East Coast in New York with the MLB offices and network. And so I'm a very open-minded and inclusive person. And I'll tell you what, San Francisco brought the best out in me in those ways.
Well, look, I am obviously a lifelong Giants fan. And when you were with the Padres, everyone recognized like you were a stud. Like you just were. You were an absolute stud. I remember you going to the Sox and you win the World Series and you and Johnny Lesta. And you end up being like a deadline deal to the Giants. But here's the thing I want to know about, because I'm superstitious. Some pitchers are very superstitious. A lot of baseball players in general. You made the switch from 43, which was Kane's old number, to 22 that year. Because I know 44 was your number with the Padres for the longest time.
That's attention to detail. I like it.
Well, because 22 is Will Clark's number, right? And when you got it felt appropriate because you were a great ball player. And so did that honestly, like, was that something that you were thinking about, or is that something stupid that the fans think about?
No, man. It's so deep. You know, we don't have time for it all. But here's the gist of it. I wore 22 because it was my father's number all the way up through youth sports, and in high school, 22 was kind of our family number. My brother, who played behind me in college and all, a great high school player too, he wore 22, family number, right? We loved it and respected it. Wore it all the way through the minor leagues. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. We have 5 Hall of Famers. 2 of them are named Willie McCovey, number 44, retired in San Francisco, 4, and Hank Aarons from Mobile, Alabama, also number 44. When I get to the big leagues, 44 is hanging in my locker.
And
guys, I can't even explain to you what I get chills telling you over my whole body saying that out loud. And so to get to wear that number, I never in ever playing career mentioned that Willie or Hank wore that number and was from my hometown. If it got brought up, I just say I got given it and I wear it in deep respect, but never put my name in that category. But just being where I'm from.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm having the respect for those men. I wore 44 as proudly as I could ever wear it. And being where they were from and trying to carry the torch. And again, trying to understand what those guys went through and bear some of that cross moving forward.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now I get to San Francisco and I can't wear 44. And Dan Uggla was on the team.
He had the eye problems.
Yeah.
Right. And so I pitched to my first game or two in 43 while Dan Uggla was on the team. We end up releasing Dan, and 22 was available, and I needed it. And I don't know if you go back and look at the numbers. 2014, when I go back to number 22, my best statistical run for 2 months, August and September, was in that jersey with you Giants and getting a chance to go compete for a title.
That's unbelievable. Jake Peavy here on the River Islands guest line. When you're going down that rabbit hole of, 2014 or whatnot, what are the moments that jumped out to you the most, Jake, during that 2014 run and winning a World Series, your second straight World Series, that is?
Well, come to the August Hall, and we're going to take you deep within those walls. But here's what has to be said in this moment for the world to hear. You cannot forget what Madison Bumgarner did for the city of San Francisco for Giant fans. It was an extraordinary effort that we may probably never see again in our lifetime. But when you think about over the course of a series to win game one, to win game five in complete fashion and take the pressure off me, Huddy, Bogey, way late in our career trying to figure out how we were going to get it done against the best teams in the land. But Bum, getting that ball in game seven, and throw in those five innings is something that needs to be ingrained, and that story needs to be told by the ones who weren't there, because it's truly extraordinary. I don't know that many organizations, coaches, credit Bochy and them, even let their prized possession go out and try to do this. But for Bum to be so willing, the love for his teammates, Bum, think about that. Nothing in common, really, from where he's from and in the city he was thrust into. But love the Giants, and man, what an effort. Single-handedly almost delivered us a championship. Yeah. So much joy.
It's crazy. That team has so many, just some characters, man. Like, you and Huddy, you're representing two great gunslingers. Mad Bum, I love Vogey. I mean, everything he represented. It's just some great characters. Obviously, Sergio Romo and all those guys. What about, everybody forgets about the Michael Morse home run. So, to me, that's one of my favorite moments of all time. I think it was game five. He's pitch hitting for Bumgarner. That home run where he rips it down the line. I mean, he looked like a WWE character.
He went completely psycho. He went completely psycho. Jake,
I love Michael Morse.
He went insane.
As he should have been. Well, look, hey, Mikey, our good buddy Mikey Morris is completely psycho on a good day. And I say that because, I'm right there with him. And then think about this. Game-winning hit in Game 7 of the World Series belongs to Mike Morse. Opposite field single that gives us the lead that wins a World Championship on the road for the first time in 50 years. I tell you this is a side note. Our political views are all over the map, and you see, winning a championship takes putting your ego and all of that stuff aside and caring about the job at hand. And we did that, and Boch and that coaching staff just got it out of us, and Sabian did it as well. It's killing me because I don't really keep up with Mikey too much, but love him in this way. I want to give him a mic so badly on Saturday night, but then I'm starting to hear, oh, God, have you seen some of what he's posted on social media and his political views? Oh, and no. I don't think it matches the vibe of where we will be. So you're like,
I respect that so much. So that's so real.
That's the shit I'm dealing with on the back end.
Hey, real quick, I got to ask you about Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy, you playing with him down in San Diego. What gave him that magic touch as a manager, and especially in 2014, what gave him that magic touch with the bullpen?
Well, I mean, gosh, the just the communication, the people skills, it's what's make anybody a good leader. They communicate with the people around them, and you're certainly a chain of command in the people under him. Look, he rode hard. He wore those coaches out. I mean, asked more out of them than any other manager that they had ever coached for. It wasn't easy playing for Boch. Boch demanded professionalism and just some of the small things. Be on time. It was the most important thing to Boch. Be a professional and be on time. Let's start there. And you just wouldn't think this cast of characters like a Mikey Morse, like Jake Peavy, Sergio Romo. We certainly had our inline guys with Buster and Craw and Belt and Pretty – you know, straightforward guys, but we had loose cannons. And then you go back to those other teams, DeRosa and Scudero and Pat Burrell, Cody Ross's. You know, he believes in the veteran, that grease that you were talking about, Bogey and Huddy. He believes in having that around and leaning on some of that experience, but he communicates. And then, you know, he got allowed what managers in today's game really don't, and that's put guys in spots that he believes them best in, no matter what the analytics or right-left matchup said. And, you know, Cody Ross doesn't get those at-bats versus Roy Halladay if it's any other manager, any other team. It's the Dodgers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Bochy is allowed to he's a gambler. He goes on feel.
All right, Jake, I got to ask the million-dollar question that I feel like is still not being asked enough. Are you sending Alex Gordon in that situation? I know it's Crawford in short left center field there. That team had a lot of speed, too. They had Lorenzo Cain and Dyson.
Right.
And like, I didn't think they were going to get another hit against Bumgarner, and I probably would have sent him knowing how great of an arm Crawford's got. But as Juan Perez is booting that ball, we're all thinking the same thing. Like, oh my God, is this really happening? Do you send him in that situation, game seven, two outs in the ninth?
No, you can't make that last out at home right there, I don't think. You know, not take the bat out of Salvador Perez's hands. Because, look, here's Salvi Perez was the only guy he homered in game one off Bumgarner.
That's true.
So when you think about that situation, Brandon Crawford, that pick is the most important pick of his San Francisco Gold Glove career, no doubt. I'm certainly glad they didn't send him. And look, it was meant to be. It should be noted how good that Kansas City team was that we beat.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they went back and did it again in 15. They were a run away from winning back-to-back World Series. That's how good they were.
You know, Jake, did you go to the Rose Bowl, by the way? You brought up Alabama Crimson Tide. Did you go to Saban's last game there at the Rose Bowl against Michigan?
You know what? I did not. No.
Fonte did.
I did. I lost a lot of money that day. I lost a lot of money buying them, spending on a ticket. I bet on Bama before I walked into the Rose Bowl. They went up 7-0. I live bet the hell out of them. I said, there's no way Saban's losing this. It was a great game. I walked out happy, but boy, I'm kind of with you, man. I'm still pained by that. I'm scarred by that game.
Well, look, it cost me some money, too. Alabama, I'll tell you, for about the last 10 years, up until that game, about the last 10 years, Alabama's been an ATM machine.
Yep.
I mean,
you're not lying.
Spread high enough. and you get scared to lay the points, but Alabama and Nick Saban, man, what a dynasty. I'll tell you, when I won my first one, I went on College Game Day in Tuscaloosa, first time I'd ever met Nick Saban. It was this day, and he told me, congratulations. And I said, you got anything for me, buddy, other than that? And he goes, yeah. He goes, good luck staying on top. He goes, now the work begins. He goes, everybody is easy, and almost everybody can get to the top.
Oh,
trying
man.
To figure out how to stay there is the key. And so, look, that was motivation enough to come to San Francisco with Bruce Bochy, with Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval, and we mentioned Bumgarner and a host of others, and pull it together for two straight years was pretty impressive.
He's not lying. They were an ATM machine, man. I mean, they were underdogs in a Rose Bowl, too. I was like, this is free money.
No, this is what if you had to pick the one moment, right, the one moment from that 14 team, because the wild card game was wild. The 18-inning game was absolutely insane. We obviously talked about the Michael Morse home run, the Ichiro home run, the game seven. I mean, we almost had a game seven with a play at the plate to decide it for the World Series. Bumgarner coming out like Paul Bunyan. Like, what's the one thing that maybe I'm not bringing up here from that run that you kind of go back to or you and your guys talk about?
Well, I talked around it, and look, I love how into this you guys are and appreciate what it took to pull it all together and just was in the run. I believe our team came together and we won the World Series and was able to make that run, and we're together with our coaching staff on down through the belief in the players. This night in L.A., it was long before the playoffs started. It was a game that Zach Greinke and Bumgarner started in L.A. And something in this game happened that we lost, and we had to walk below and get in that clubhouse, and Boach had to answer some severe questions on what the hell he was doing managing this game. But we knew at this point in time that we were together, and Boach had our backs. Mm. And here's what happened. Bumgarner gives up. Zach Greinke's the best in the land. Him and Bumgarner, you can't ask for a better matchup in Dodger Stadium. And then we have to win, or I'm pretty sure the Dodgers clinch the division. They're going to celebrate in our face, right? And so Bumgarner goes out after Greinke goes 1-2-3, and Kike Hernandez leads off the game with a home run. Dodger Stadium's going crazy. 1-0, right? My God, Kike. Couldn't
he
hit nobody,
always killed
Bumgarner,
us.
He could.
He always killed us.
I know. And so now the next pitch or two goes up under Puig's feet, and he's flipped up.
Oh, yeah.
Now Bumgarner's throwing his glove, telling Puig to come on. I'd rather fight you than pitch against the Dodgers anyway, right? Just, it's nuts. Bench is clear. Now we go back to our dugouts. JT Turner hits another pitch or two in the bleachers. It's 3-0 Dodgers. We've got our tails tucked. Dodger Stadium's going crazy. They're talking trash in our ear, right? It's not good for the Giants team right now. I promise you I was on it. Bumgarner now gets out of this inning and flips the whole script. This is how tough and how bad this dude was. Came in and said, no more. Don't worry about that. We're going to scratch and claw. And they ain't getting no more. Don't you worry. And that's exactly what happened. Now, fast forward to the bottom, top of the fifth, Bumgarner himself hits a slider over the left center field wall. It's 3-2 now, and he's dealing, giving them no more. Now he finishes the seventh inning of this game 3-2. Both starters are dealing. Bumgarner is due up, I want to say, second in this inning. The top of the eighth, we're 5 outs away. Greinke's still on the mound. We're going to the bench. We've got Ishikawa or a left-hander, and Boach has to hit. We're one swing away against Zach Greinke, and you have to hit a lefty on your bench with one out in the eighth, 5 outs away from the game. It's no-brainer, right? Bumgarner means that's not going to happen, and he's like, I'm hitting, bro. I don't know if you've been watching the game, but I'm hitting, and I got the – and him and Boach, and Rags is on the phone with the pen trying to figure out who's – Boach is going, I know, Bum, I know. Right? He goes, Bumgarner says, you're not talking to me like you know. And it got Bum, it got Boach's attention. And Boach said, it kind of looked around the dugout, and we're all sitting here watching this go down. I was like, hey, man, he's got a point, Boach. You know, might as well let him hit. We want to, you know, hey, you guys want this to go down. And Bumgarner hit in the top of the eight, had that at bat. It was an amazing at bat, went to 3-2, but he struck out. And now he went out in the bottom of the eighth because now he's got a pitch, and he doesn't even get it out and has to give up homers, and Boach has to go get him. Now answer mad questions. And Boach walked through that clubhouse and said, don't worry, that's the way we wanted it to go down, boys. I'll take all this heat. I'll talk to saves and wait. Don't worry. I got it. And at that point in time, we watched the Dodgers celebrate, but we were down deep. And that moment, I'm telling you guys, I believe with all my heart, that moment, we were together in a way that it takes to run the gauntlet that we then soon ran. Had to get in after that, but then run the gauntlet.
It's a great story.
Man, you all got time. Me fired. Can you speak to the team when they come back? Can you be like our life coach,
Jake? They don't need to be. Look, they've got them going. This team is going. We just got an uphill battle to figure out how we're getting in. But nobody wants us if we get in. Nobody wants
you believe that. You believe that to your core, because you said that a couple of weeks ago that you believe they're more talented than that 2014 team.
They are. Look, we didn't have those horses. They got the reigning. They got the top two Cy Young Award winners on the team. You know, our guy Logan Webb threw 18 innings last year and finished second behind him. Who wants those two? They're better than Wheeler and Nola. Wow. Like, I love you, but their stuff, like, they match up with that. And then you talk about Robbie Ray versus Ranger Suarez. Okay. Like, we're as good as anybody in the league at this point in time with Jordan Hicks giving it to Duvall. So, I believe that. And I believe in Bob Melvin and Matt Williams and Pat Burrell and that spirit back around. So I like what the Giants have got going. We just played ourselves in a corner.
Hey, Jake, I'm sure you've seen the online video that it circulates every couple months. It's one of my favorites where you're like turning your head. You throw a pitch. You turn your head to talk to somebody. I don't know who you're talking to. And Posey just loops one back to you. And your glove happens to be up on your left-hand side. And it goes right into the glove without you even watching or noticing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. As only Buster could do. Buster's golden touch, and as only, you know, any other catcher fires it off your skull. Buster just, you know, had the golden touch in life, and everything you touch is kind of went good. as rightfully so. But yeah, look, I laugh about my hair. Me and Crawford, you know, had a deal, and I was growing my hair. I didn't cut my hair from the time I got out there in 14, you know, until the time I left. Me and Craw had a cool thing from 14 on there, and I laugh about that, and then I laugh at just how late I was in my career. And just giving I'm giving the third base coach, or umpire, everything I had because I'm one that check swing because I needed it, boy.
Check, man. So you're going to have that mic on Saturday. Fans are going to be interested. You're going to have that microphone on Saturday at Oracle Park?
I'm not sure that the Giants have got a cool pregame ceremony for all of us there. You know, you're going to get these stories. I'm going to be poking and prodding, like I said, coaching staff, the clubhouse staff, to current and former players, just having fun. And if you buy a ticket and come out, I want you to have a one-on-one experience and get a story that's not going to get told anywhere else.
Jake, who's the guy you gotta identify? Who's the guy that you haven't talked to, you haven't texted, but you're going to see him on Saturday, and you're going to make your way over to him immediately?
Buster Posey. Yeah, well, because here's why. Me and Buster text and stay in contact, but I haven't asked. Buster doesn't do really public appearances. He certainly doesn't speak a whole lot or do camera stuff, but I'm going straight to Buster when I see him. Say, hey, I need you Saturday night, buddy. You are a captain. You are now the owner of the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, you're my friend. Come help us raise money for the Giants Foundation, the community fund, Buster.
Giants Community Fund.
I need you to support the Giants Community Fund ownership.
August Hall.
I'm going to have some fun with our owner, Buster Posey, now.
No, absolutely. August Hall, this Saturday. Tickets at AugustHallSF.com, a benefit for the Giants Community Fund. Tim Flannery is going to be out there. Jake Peavy and friends, John Mullo, Jackie Green, Kevin Scott, and many, many more surprise guests right now. General admission tickets only $35. Again, tickets on sale at AugustHallSF.com. Going to be a great time, and it benefits the Giants Community Fund. Jake, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for
being part of our community and benefiting the Giants Community Fund, man. Good stuff. We can't wait to see you Saturday.
I appreciate it. Look, the San Francisco community has taken this Alabama boy in as one of their own, and you have no idea how much it means. We're going to try to share that and show it back on Saturday.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you boys very much.
Absolutely. You too, Jake. Take care, man. Jake Care. We'll see him Saturday night. Jake Peavy, two-time World Series champion. He's something else, man. When you watch him, I don't know how you felt when he was with the Padres, and he's winning Cy Youngs with the Padres.
I thought he was a badass.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.